Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Do you want to talk about getting fired?
Do you want to?
Talk about what it's like in radio to get fired.
Oh, because you've never officially working in radio until you've been fired.
Yep.
And we've all been fired, right?
Yeah.
Court, have you?
Yeah, I was laid off with COVID, and it was the best thing that's ever happened.
Okay, I guess that counts.
Yeah, it counts. But I mean, my very first time I was let go, I was working at Metro Traffic, and I walked in getting ready to do a traffic report for Star 105 in the suburbs. And I put my headphones on and I prepared my traffic report and I sat down and I turned everything in or turned everything on. And then I hear them go, "Okay, we're going to check traffic now. Hey, Jill, how's traffic today?" And I was like,
"What?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Were you in office?"
I was in the traffic office. Nobody called to tell me.
So wait,
nobody told me that I
they
was,
just
no.
replaced you.
Yep.
What?
They switched traffic companies. Nobody told me.
Oh, so that girl wasn't even your coworker.
No.
It was from another company, like a rival company.
Yep.
So you weren't even told you were fired.
Nope.
Did the whole company go under?
No. There was two traffic companies in Chicago.
Yeah.
There was a Shadow Traffic and a Metro Traffic at the time. And they later merged.
I would always go with Metro just because that sounds like they know their traffic better.
It's true.
Shadow.
Although Shadow came first.
Oh,
in
really?
Chicago. It did. Oh. But I'll just never forget when I flipped my mic on waiting for them to go to me to do this traffic report. And there was somebody else there talking and everything on my side was disconnected.
That is savage. That is brutal.
Not hearing anything.
Nope.
And did you have to send an email like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm here.
Hey,
pretty much.
Oh, by the way, we let you go last week.
It's pronounced Melissa. It's not Jill.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is from that station, from Star 105, nobody even ever said another word to me. No, it was thanks for nothing.
And
I was only there three months
or something. Well, still, but you're essentially a part of their morning show. I mean, granted, you're doing it from an off location, but if they're checking in with you every single day, that almost kind of makes it a part of the morning routine.
Although they never, it was so new, they never utilized me for anything on air content-wise other than just traffic. It was just poof, gone.
Oh, my God. Like a shadow.
I'm known for doing the Irish exit. We all know this.
Oh, yes.
But Irish exiting a job.
It was crazy. And then nobody told me. It was weird.
Court Irish exited the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely.
From work. Just completely up and left. Hey, have a good break. Have a good Thanksgiving.
We call it a Houdini.
He Houdini'd hard on the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I did. And I would do it again.
He's done that a few times,
oh,
actually.
He does it all. He's known
it's hilarious.
He's known for the Houdini. We will talk
and record something, and I'll be like, oh, wait, I forgot. I got to go ask him a quick question.
Oh.
How many times? And I will walk over to the producer's studio, and I'll be like, I was just here 30 seconds ago.
Right.
And he's gone. Now look, I'm like, nope, bag's gone. Corey.
Yeah.
It might have just been under the desk.
It's literally like whenever Commissioner Gordon meets with Batman, you know, like he'll turn around and be like, oh, and one more thing, and Batman's gone.
Gone. Totally gone. He is.
It's a
it's
a skill.
You've mastered it.
I've mastered it. Yeah. Like I will know if I hear you coming, you know, I'll go around this way. I'll go around that way if you're all over here. Especially like to the bathroom too. Well, it's not just leaving.
It's a skill in the same way burping the alphabet is a skill. Like it's one you shouldn't be proud of.
But and great to show off at the bar.
I want to be good at it sometimes. I wish I was.
I just can't. I'm too friendly to a fault. Like I'm just like I'm like, oh, I got to say goodbye. Oh yeah, I got to say goodbye on the way out the door.
Well, and you know, yeah, but it's one of those things for me where it's just like, you know, once you know what I have to do today.
Right.
I'll get it done. And then like the last thing is like,
leave.
Oh, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go say goodbye. It's like, all right, guys, see you later. I'm done. Oh, hey, before you leave, here's this packet that we need.
So you do it on a sheer sense of like convenience. Like, I finished everything on my list. I don't want anything added to my list.
And I want to get home. There's a long list of reasons. There's no reason for me to say goodbye.
Right, right.
You're funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. Frankly, there's no reason for any of us to say goodbye.
But it's nice.
But it is, yeah.
I guess it's kind of polite. Yeah. But although most of the time we've already been talking for like 4 and 5 hours together.
Right.
Well, that's the other thing too. Or it's like, well, we have great conversations. Or I'll go and say goodbye and I'll end up being there for 45 minutes having fun.
Melissa, you and I fall victim to this all the time. We'll say goodbye and then we'll end up talking or like, like there's been multiple times where like, we're like either I'm heading out or you're heading out. And you're like, all right, well, I'll see you. And then we'll start like, oh, hey, you know, like we'll ask one last question. That leads to something else. That's it. Before we know it, we're watching YouTube videos and we're going down a wormhole.
Nope.
And we're like, well, no, you got to watch this one. And then that's happened like at least twice, I think.
I think it has, too.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, which is a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for the sense of our relationship because I feel like that means like if we – We're not wanting to get out the... I mean, we're wanting to get out the door.
Sure.
But like...
But Court's really wanting to get out the door. He's like, I'm not going to nurture the relationship today because I'm going to nurture myself because I need a nap.
It's been nurtured.
Oh my God.
If we weren't on the 10th floor, if we were on like second, I'd go out the window if I could.
You'd like into like a thing of bushes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I hear somebody coming.
So I want to assume, or maybe I shouldn't assume, that you would just do that with anybody. It's not just us.
Oh, this is something I've been doing for decades.
Yeah?
It's nothing personal.
Okay.
It's when I'm ready. It's especially at the bar or out, because there's nothing worse than like, oh, I'm tired, I'm ready to go home. All right, guys, see you later. Why are you leaving? Have one more.
Right.
Why leave? Like, oh, you can't leave already, and you get guilt tripped. This way, there's no guilt tripping. I'm out the door.
No, if anything, I actually like that. When you're at the bar to do that.
I'm the exact opposite. If anything, I linger, and because I don't want the party to ever stop.
Right.
Like I'll make my rounds. I'll say goodbye individually.
I'm more like you. Sometimes I'm like the middle of the two of you.
I think you
are. Sometimes I'm like Austin, and then there's a lot of times I'm also like Court.
I don't think Court and I could be further opposites. I don't mean that in a negative way at all because we get along very well.
Yeah, you do.
Opposites attract, you know. Hey, what are you doing later tonight?
Nothing.
Yeah, leaving Irish exit.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No matter where we go. But yeah, like if I'm leaving, because I want to say goodbye. I'm not like doing it for the other person. I'm doing it for me selfishly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just like, man, hey, I had fun tonight, you know? I don't know.
Right.
It's like I'm me putting a bow on the night, I guess.
Yeah, I understand how you want to feel like there's a finale to it. Like there's an ending. But, you know, when it comes to family gatherings, I personally am much more like Court, where I already know I'm like, oh my gosh, if I go say goodbye, it's going to take me 20 minutes to say goodbye to this person, and this person, and this person. And it's like, it's time. I'm tired. I'm tired out.
I've done the Irish exit more lately. And I will say, there is a nice feeling to it.
It becomes addicting.
It does feel kind of nice.
Well, you know, I feel like I do the Irish entrance. Is there such a, I've made up one. Because I don't like to talk right away in the morning.
You just kind of sneak in.
I do. I come in a separate entrance.
You do this.
Oh, you're talking about here at work.
Here at work.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I come in a separate entrance intentionally because I need a few minutes to gather my thoughts. And that's the only reason why I do it.
No, I get it.
But that makes sense to me because I'm the same way at the end of the day.
Right.
I finish my work.
Need to decompress.
I need to decompress and get the hell out as fast as I can.
Totally.
I never thought about it. You do that in the morning. You
I
go
do.
The opposite way.
I do. And I go in a different way than anybody else does, a way that there is nobody around.
So I will respect that, and I will let you do it. I'm not going to challenge you.
And meanwhile, I walk in, I'm like, hey, Court, want to talk? Melissa, let's chat. No? Nobody?
All right, shift ends in 3 hours.
Yeah. Do I miss morning meetings, by the way?
No.
Is there like a morning meeting? That's where you guys like converse in the morning, and I come in, and you guys are always talking, and I'm like, should I have been in here?
No, we go over.
Did I miss something?
Like when you come in and we go over stuff, like that's
because then a lot of times I'm like, am I missing something?
Most of the time,
that? What is
the
it?
Things Court and I like when Court first gets in, we'll just go over things logistically, like okay, what do we need? Do we have everything we need, sound wise, editing wise? Like we'll make sure everything's queued up
because
that way.
You do the rundown. So I feel like I don't need to go over it with him, and I will then, because you put the rundown together, and then until you're in, I'll ask him, yeah, what audio do we need in?
Yeah.
How are we going to execute this?
Sure.
Perfect, because
I always wondered, though. I always wondered. I was like, do they want me? Not in a bad way. Almost in a way like, do they feel guilty? Like they are like, oh, we don't want to bother her. So that kind of thing. So I'm always like, do I need to be in here or not in here? Because I'm fine not being in here.
Because you come, by the time you get into the studio, that gives us, like, we go over everything we need to.
Okay.
Like that gives us enough.
And it's
enough
nothing
time.
That I need to know.
Right.
Because you already put it together.
Right. And sometimes, like, when he comes in, like, we got all our sound ready to go. We're good here. We're good with this and this and this. Court will come in or then we'll look at the topics and we'll be like, if it's something that we need to brainstorm, we'll like brainstorm together. Like, do you have an answer for this? Or like, do you have an idea for this? And then we'll kind of go over.
I should probably do that with you though too, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can,
But you also do a lot of times in the rundown, like, let's say we're talking about going sledding. You will send me a sled song.
Yeah. Oh,
so I know to put that
saying.
In.
Right.
So then I'll tell Austin, like, I've got this sled song. Is there anything else?
And
you
if it is
think?
like what's your favorite food or something? Like, we all have our answers, but like we don't. I like not knowing going in, like during going into the segment, we don't tell each other our answers. Ahead
I
of time.
Prefer that
because I think you get the authentic reaction.
100%.
You get the real response.
Yeah. So that's why I don't tell you guys what, or don't tell me what it is, unless we absolutely have to know for a specific reason.
Yeah. So we wouldn't, I don't think we would hit on that anyway.
Have you been fired? Oh. That was all we, oh, back yeah. to the original question. You've been fired on from radio?
When haven't I been
were
fired?
Were you told about it, unlike Melissa?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess my most recent, because I've been fired twice from radio.
That's actually pretty good. Sometimes it's a lot more than that.
Yeah. Because I've been working in radio, probably 11 or 12 years now. And I've been fired twice. Yeah. So I would consider that pretty fortunate for radio, because radio is so.
It's crazy.
I don't think
that anybody has any idea, if you're not in the business, how insane it is.
Yeah. You never know when it's like, it's so, you know, it's just a giant question mark.
Yeah.
It's fun though. I love radio.
I do
obviously
too.
I wouldn't still be doing it if I didn't.
Right.
But it's always bad breakups.
It is, right?
There's never a good breakup.
There's never
like,
been
hey,
like
hey, we're letting you go Friday, so you'll have these last three shows. You know, really take a second to thank everybody.
Yeah.
You don't get that.
No, you don't.
You don't get to thank.
It's always right at the end of the show, and it's, oh, hi, by the way. Or, my case, my last show. So you were talking about, you were talking about how, like, you got everything prepped, ready to go, and then you're ready to go on air, ready for the mic to be turned on, and boom, that's how you found out you were let go. So mine not as bad, but it was similar to where come back from Thanksgiving break, and I was the EP of a midday, an afternoon show on a sports talk station.
Okay.
And
that's evening producer?
No, executive producer.
Executive. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like
midday. Yeah.
Yes. And so for and okay. we had just launched this. Just launched this show like 4 months ago.
Okay.
We were doing pretty well, and it was a fun show where, you know, we were doing a lot of creative things, and I was really enjoying it. And then I also had a podcast that was it was very big.
Nice.
And it was great.
That's awesome. That's really good.
And I come in on a Monday after Thanksgiving. So I'd just been in Nashville. I was living in St. Louis. I'd just been in Nashville with my family over the holidays. Great family time. Get re-energized, then you're ready to come back, hit the ground running, right? Come in Monday. I'm getting the show prepped. I have the show pretty much entirely prepped. Our HR lady comes in. She's like, "Hey, Austin, can you come step into the conference room?"
Nope. Oh.
And I'm thinking,
the dreaded HR person.
Yeah, well, and I'm thinking,
here's my raise.
She's walking around. Like, she would walk around the building and stuff. And she was very friendly, very nice, sweet lady.
Ooh, we got cake?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I'm thinking, oh, she needs my help moving something. You know, old Muscles Austin. That's what they call me. nobody calls me that. So I follow her back. And we're going to a different, like, we had two conference rooms. Oh, we're going to the other conference room. Okay. And as we're walking in the conference room, I see, oh, my boss is in there.
Oh, God.
And that's when it hit?
And that's when I was like, this is it.
Never saw it coming.
Oh, I didn't see it coming at all. And I still, and you know what's funny? In the meeting, I was like, can I ask why I'm getting let go? And this was a day where, like, they laid off multiple people. It wasn't just myself.
Was it budget?
They would have every day, like one day, like every year, usually around the holidays, most of the time before Thanksgiving, they would have an axe day. And you just knew. Everyone in the building knew. It was like, oh, today's axe day.
So you didn't think anything, even though it was just after Thanksgiving. It was still around.
Oh, I was thinking, and like, they wouldn't fire me on a Monday. Like, who fires someone? Don't you fire people on a Friday?
Friday,
it's the most popular breakup day.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, breakups? Mm-hmm. Like breakup of relationships?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's makes a good sense. Topic. I'm going to write that down.
It's true.
So
I would have, if that's the case, don't let me in. Have my key card not
that's
work.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you literally let me prepare this entire show, and then and then they have to escort you out of the building after that. You know, like, you can't, like, and I asked, I said, can I go talk to, because I was going to talk with my PD that day. I was going to have an important meeting with my PD and my program director. And I was like, can I just poke my head in his office on the way out the door? Like, you can escort me out. And they're like, oh, he was let go today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. See, I think that would soften the blow.
And that made it a little bit easier knowing I wasn't the only one.
Well, oh, right. Then, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Right, because then you actually...
I'll just catch him in the unemployment line.
Because then, though, you actually believe that that's the reason why. It's not like they thought you sucked. It's
right.
Because, okay, they let a bunch of people go today because of money or
right. So
whatever.
That
made,
well, because I asked him, I said, why... He goes, do you have any questions for us? And I said, yeah, I do have a question. Why? Why am I getting let go?
They need to tell you why.
And he said, that's the thing. He didn't. I probably could have, if I wanted to, I probably could have taken legal action. Because I asked, why? Is it performance-based? Is it, like, there were no warnings
leading up
to it.
They didn't even give you, like, oh, just budget.
No, they didn't even give me the budget thing. They
well,
just
what
said,
did they say?
He was like, we just want to move in a different direction. I'm like, is that legally binding? like, are you allowed to just say, oh, we want to move in a different direction?
I don't know. It depends on the state.
I wasn't contracted, though. So
oh,
that,
then, yeah, they're free,
so
oh,
that
whatever.
Didn't.
Oh, you were under no contract at all.
So. Did you read about the guy recently? I want to say it was Kansas City. I'm not sure. He worked in radio. He got called in, got escorted out, went to his car, and drove into the boss's car.
Stop.
And started causing havoc in the parking lot, and he got arrested.
Oh, dang. So you get fired
and arrested.
Same day?
Yeah.
That's a twofer.
Yeah.
What would be hitting for the cycle? You need one more.
Your wife leaves you.
Yeah. Yeah, you divorce or murder your wife.
Oh, your girl. Or murder your
yeah,
wife.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
It's dark. Yeah.
It is pretty dark. Yeah. It should come from you, Kurt.
Darn it. I wanted that one.
No, your dog dies.
I'm always jealous of the good firing and the good quitting stories.
Yeah.
Like, oh, today's the day I'm quitting, and I am going out in a blaze of fire.
A good quitting story, or like, I've always wanted to, I used to work for Jim Rome, and he would always say on his show, my last week on the air, we're going like
right. Have you fantasized
about this? We're going like we're playing all of the clips that were like are not PC or like we're not allowed to play anymore.
Would
like,
he say that on the air or off the air?
He would say it on the air. He'd be like, you know, he's like, or like if someone would call in and be like, hey, can you play this clip or
my last day, I'll play it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's coming the last week. Like it's not coming. Like I've always wanted to have a last week where it's like we just do because you the three of us we talk about some segment ideas that are definitely unairable.
But that would be awesome to listen to.
That would be hilarious. They would be so funny. Like Howard Stern-like, yeah. Where we couldn't get away with them personally. But like, if it was our last week, we could definitely. Like, it's airable, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like, the FCC will go over it, but like, have a problem. Like, oh, you already terminated the employee anyway.
Right. Yeah, like, we're pushing the limits. Like, yeah, like, what are they going to do? Fire us? It's our last week.
That's why they don't let people stay on radio.
That's why they don't. Because, exactly.
Right. I mean,
exactly.
Plus, that's why plus
they
the
usually
FCC,
fire you after the show.
Right. Yeah. Well, the FCC would also be like, and you owe us $100,000.
Right. When they fired me before the show, like, I was thinking, you're not going to make me still produce this show, are you?
No.
Like, I was like, they're like, no, you'll be escorted out of the premises right now. And I'm like, okay, good. Because I'm not about to, you don't let me close to an open mic.
Did you cry?
Last day. Not that. No, my first time I got fired from radio, I did.
I cried, too.
Yeah.
I cried, too. What about your firing?
Yeah, I got laid. I was so happy. I hated being in Cleveland. It was a blessing to get out.
Yeah.
I was taking the dog out, and I got, this was like, you know, pandemic early on. We were working from home. I took Farley out, and I come back inside, and I have two missed calls from my boss. And earlier that day, we got an email like, hey, layoffs are coming. So I knew.
Ooh, I got that call. Already.
Called him. And he's like, yep, sorry. You know, HR. Hey, HR's on the phone. So I'm like, yep, it's happening.
Damn, that sucks over the phone.
Yeah, I didn't.
Does it? I don't know. I just feel like it would.
I'd have to get laid off from a job I cared about. Like, I was a foot and a half out the door.
Yeah, it's like a girlfriend you don't like saying, I think we should take a break.
So it's kind of a relief.
Yeah, you're
I'm
like,
glad you finally did. Well, so,
and I compare it to, like, hell. Like, I was able to get out of hell. And not only that. But unemployment.
You compared Cleveland to
my work. It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, you've told me stories. It did not set. I would hate to be in that situation.
And so I got out of hell and then got money. I was paid double. Unemployment was double when the pandemic started because they were giving you all that extra money.
Oh, that's right.
So I was getting paid double to not work and to live at home with my parents.
That's why nobody wants to go back to work now.
Are you kidding?
They're still having trouble.
So much money. And had I not been let go, I would have been broke, miserable, well, more miserable, and, and like just stuck. So getting out was the most beautiful thing ever.
I got fired at the end of 2019, and which was, you know, obviously it was 3 months before, about 3 or 4 months before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So like to non-radio people... Because, like, radio people get it. If you've, you know, if getting fired from a job is, like, basically, like, saying, like, yeah, I got a tattoo. Yeah. You know, like, I've, you
where?
Know,
how many times?
Right, yeah.
It all happens.
Like, everyone knows, like, in radio. But, like, if you tell someone you get fired out of radio, they may not necessarily understand. They may be like, oh, geez, what did you do?
Yeah. Totally.
Right?
Right.
So, whenever I would tell people, I was like, yeah, I got fired, for my last job, and they're like, oh, COVID related, I would just say yes.
Right? Yeah.
If they didn't work in radio, I'd be like, yeah, it's close enough, you know. Actually, it's like, why not?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Truthfully, yeah, let's just go with COVID.
Yeah, it was COVID. I was the first guy to have COVID. They're like, wasn't COVID founded in December of 2019? Yeah, I was.
It was COVID-18.
And you were like going November? yeah, but it's COVID-ish. COVID-ish.
It was the early prediction of COVID.
Wait, what if I was the virus?
Agent Zero.
Oh my God.
I guess my boss
Ground
hated my
Zero, yeah.
Vacation to China.
That damn fish market.
That bat's not settling well.
Oh, God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.